This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Ignatius of Loyola. We all know how physical exercise helps strengthen the body. Saint Ignatius of Loyola has given us his set of spiritual exercises. Souls, like bodies, must be strengthened so they can possess and reflect God's love. For what good does it do a person to gain wealth, security, or power when he loses his soul to hell? This truth was forced upon Ignatius while he was recovering from a cannonball wound received while he defended the Spanish city of Pamplona against the invading French. For many years before Ignatius's birth in 1492, the Loyola family had been involved in the political affairs of Spain, and Ignatius, the youngest of 11 children, was looking toward a glorious military career serving his king. As a noble and soldier attached to the court of a duke, he could both fight for his country and enjoy the comforts and pleasures of court life and fashion. The household contained more than 100 persons, some of whom were always available for idle activities. Now, after the battle, Ignatius was forced to lie in bed while the injured leg healed, but the broken bone had been poorly set, and it had to be rebroken again. When this was healed, the injured leg was larger so that he could not wear the fashionable tight boots of the times. He demanded that the doctor saw off some of the bone and then stretch his leg with weights so that it would be the same length as the other. This foolish thing was all done without anesthesia, after which he had been confined to bed for about 6 months. Despite all his requests for romantic novels, the only reading materials that were found was the Life of Christ and the Lives of the Saints. He was fascinated how the saints always acted and spoke in ways consistent with their goal of pleasing God. He began to compare his goals of romance, wealth, and power with that of loving God forever. One evening, the Blessed Mother with the infant Jesus appeared to him. After that, he felt only disgust for his past life and promised to follow the example of the saints. He left home, sought advice from wise men, journeyed to the Holy Land, and then started studies at Barcelona, Alcola, and Salenca. During his travels, he walked because the apostles did, and begged for his daily food and money, always relying on God's providence for direction. He spoke to all he met about the commandments and the graces God gives to help keep them. Some of his critics, out of envy, complained that because of his lack of schooling he was spreading errors, and had him arrested and investigated by the Inquisition on 4 different occasions. On each, he was cleared. Finally, he moved to Paris, where he was free to teach. He carried with him carefully written notes outlining a systematic daily spiritual routine, which he found was the most effective way to open himself to God. He soon attracted a small group of devoted followers who professed to follow his daily spiritual exercises and were enthusiastic in their desire to teach. Poor health interrupted his studies for the doctorate, and he returned to his home, and then Rome, where his university companions joined him. There they presented themselves to Pope Paul III for ordination into the priesthood. Reports had long before reached the Pope about the zeal of these reformed priests, who were so unlike the many who seldom or never gave a sermon, had little interest in correcting the wrongs of their parishioners, were often married themselves, and who performed the duties of the priesthood as a source of income rather than to save souls. The followers of Ignatius were a remarkable group. The towns they visited were never again the same. For many years, the holy men were remembered as saints who had stopped for a while before passing on. Several of the group were even invited to meet regularly with the Pope during dinner to discuss theology. One day the Pope remarked by chance that there was so great a need for them in Rome, why should they wish to travel anywhere else? Plans were made to create a new order, to be called the Society of Jesus, known today as the Jesuits. In addition to pledging poverty, chastity, and obedience to their superior, all members were required to give a 4th promise of obedience to the Pope. Ignatius was elected the first general superior for life. For the next 15 years, he directed the order from Rome and saw it grow from the original 10 men to 1,000 by the time of his death in 1556. During his life, its members had been sent to 9 countries in Europe, to India and Brazil. Their duties were to teach, instruct children, preach, hear confessions, and administer the sacraments. They were to travel to where their works would bring the greatest results and where souls were most in need. The basis of Ignatius's great influence rests upon his spiritual exercises. The examples of the saints' lives inspired him. Daily meditations on the Gospels lifted his soul to God, and he gave up excessive attraction to worldly things in order to maintain purity of heart and do God's will. The Christian becomes a combatant in the army of good, whose goal is to resist evil and bring souls to Christ. Ignatius died in 1556. He was declared to be a saint in heaven in 1622. He often recited the following prayer. Could we make it our own? Receive, Lord, all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my whole will. You have given me all that I have, all that I am, and I surrender all to your divine will that you dispose of me. Give me only your love and your grace. With this I am rich enough, and I have no more to ask.